we thank you this morning because you are really our Father. You called us by our names, O Lord, and you know all our sorrows, all our worries, and you are ready to answer to our calls, O Lord. That's why we came, Heavenly Father, and we are happy that we came because there's an answer to everything at your feet, O Lord. Bless your people, bless your children as we are assembled here. Bless the service from now to the last prayer, O Lord. Our young one up there, be with them. Bless the monitors. Bless everyone that will be involved in some way into this service. For your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Welcome to the house of the Lord. We greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Welcome back, Brother Wilmo. You didn't eat too much chocolate, I hope. We thank the Lord for a beautiful day, being able to assemble again in his presence and speak about the things of the kingdom. Sister Dash, God bless you. You are still wet from the shower. Oh, you are dried, yeah? Very nice, sister. You know, the tie, this tie is from her. She always brings me nice ties, you know. God bless you richly. So let's open Romans chapter 9. Verse 8 and 9. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted of the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So we'll pick up from where we left last week. We're just talking about these things. The children of Abraham, the faith of Abraham, and how to be counted as a promise. Because in the days of the first coming of the Lord, some thought they were children of Abraham, but they failed to see the promise, because the faith of Abraham is the faith in the promise of the hour, in the promise of your day fulfilled. They were waiting, they were expecting something, they were praying, they were, you know, in real expectation, waiting for something, the promise of God to be fulfilled. But they didn't know exactly what they were waiting for, to the extent that when it came to realization, they missed to see it. Amen. So that's why we started talking about, last week we spoke about things that may interfere in our understanding of the promise of God. It's our background, our beliefs, public opinion, our, you know, the churches we came from. And we started talking about the understanding of the rapture, because many of us, you know, we came with our understanding of the way we are, you know, public opinion, you know, when they speak about rapture, people have their own representation of what it is. We saw last week from that movie, Left Behind, how people are thinking that they're going to be plane crashing and fire everywhere and this and that. But that's why we said to really understand what will happen, we need to understand dimensions. Because if you don't really understand what dimension, if you don't have the right understanding of dimensions, you'll miss everything from God. Because you'll be seeing things from the human point of view. But God is understood in a spiritual point of view. Amen. So that's why we said, let's just speak more about dimensions today. I know Brother Andrew made a very good Bible studies a few times on dimensions. I don't want to come back on those. I don't want to go into the details of dimensions. That's well elaborating Brother Andrew's teachings. If you want, just go on YouTube, you're going to see it. But today I just want to make a bit, some detail that will help us understand exactly what dimensions are and to open our eyes to these things. Because you may know dimensions, but you don't know really how to fit it into your life. Amen. So, first of all, what I wanted to highlight with you, dimensions are not occultism. Because when we speak about dimension, people start thinking about magic and, changing world or whatever. No, dimensions are in the Bible. When we talk about a dimension, the fourth, five, fifth, whatever dimension, they are not occultism. They are in the Bible. You know, Paul said he was raptured in the third heaven. You know, he said it was not, he can't say whether he was in it. It was not a dream. Because if it was a dream, if it was a vision, he would say it was a vision. But he said, I don't know whether it was in my body or outside my body, but I was raptured. I was caught up into the third heaven. So when he says third heaven, it means there's a first, a second, a third, I don't know how many more. Another instance when dimensions, we can see the manifestation of dimensions in the Bible. The prophet Elisha was encamped by the Syrian army, and they were under siege. And his servant thought that they were alone. But the prophet could, having a prophetic view, could understand, could have, a view on other dimensions. The servant was there, stuck in our human dimension. He couldn't see what was happening. But just around them, there were, chariots of fires, angels, and weaponry, and everything. While they were sitting there, around them, there were some other things going on. Amen. So it was not when the prophet asked God to open the servant's eyes, the servant didn't travel. He didn't take them to change location. It was not in a different location. They were at the same location, but in another dimension, there was those angels around them. Amen. If he remained into that first dimension they were in, as long as that dimension was concerned, it was only him and Elisha and the Syrian army. But in a different dimension, and notice, he didn't travel. He didn't move from one place to another. He was still there, but he changed dimension. Amen. If you understand these things, then you will understand the rapture. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we spoke about Paul. This I took from the pastor's teaching on dimensions. We know first dimension is space, matter, and time. This is the dimension where we live. And science opened us the fourth dimension. That we know it's a technology, it's communication, it's an internet, it's everything. And then the other dimensions that we know. But I'm going to focus on the first four. The first dimension, the dimension we are living in, it's matter, space, and time. This is what makes our being. Amen? You can't define yourself outside of these things. If you say this morning I came from Kildare and I'm in Dublin, it means you are referring to some location somewhere. You were in Kildare and you moved, you came to Dublin. You as a being, that's what makes matter. Yourself, your car, your whatever. You at a certain location, you moved location. And what made you notice that you moved location is the change of time. Because if there's no time, you can't talk about changing. it's you know, we noticed that you moved from one place to another because of difference in time. That's what defines our being. We are defined into this dimension. Amen. Matter, as we say, man, animals, rivers, air, light, everything, that's matter. Space, you know what it is, and time is just about events. We are people of time. Everything, even our language, is designed according to a time. Because you can't say, I'm your father, if there was no time. If there was no time, there wouldn't be that notion of father and son. Difference between father and son is time, because I was born first and you came late. I'm older than you because I came first and you came after. You understand that? If there was no notion of time, we wouldn't, even our world wouldn't make sense. There wouldn't be change. That's why God doesn't change. Because he's not bound in time. Amen. The notion of time makes us to understand the world we are living in. Amen. The notion of time makes even the process of eating, the process of sleeping and waking up, you know, getting birds and dying, all that define our dimension we are living in. You get the point? That's why even in our language, when we say, let's meet at the fifth floor of number 5 King's Road, the person will ask you, what time? Because if you just say, let's meet at the fifth floor, King's Road, number 5, it doesn't make any sense at all. You need to put an element of time to make sense. You get the point? That's what makes our dimension. And these three dimensions, these three elements of our dimension are not disconnected. They are all together. They are all connected between them and connected to us. That's what makes us live in this dimension. To move from one dimension, from the dimension of space to the dimension of time, you don't travel. It's with us. It defines us. Are you with me?
Amen.
It makes sense, yeah? It defines us. So the first, second, and third dimensions are all connected, and that's what makes us. Me as a matter, I'm located somewhere in space, which may be defined by length, width, height or depth, and in time. Because if someone comes here 3 hours later, he won't find this piece of matter anymore here. I'll be defined in a different place, but in this space of space-time dimension. Are you with me? They are not disconnected. They are all connected together. Now we have the fourth dimension, the dimension of technology. Do you know that as we are seated here, there are so many things going on here as we are here? Are you with me?
Yeah.
All this that you see here, as we are here, we are with them here. There's images of soldiers fighting, the UN Security Council, the music singing. Here, as we are here, we just need to connect to this dimension using the proper channel. Amen. All you need is the channel. But, you know, to get from where we are to viewing these CNN news here, we don't travel. We are just here and we need some device. And that device has the proper setting to connect us to this dimension. And while sitting here, someone will be watching Spider-Man here in this room. Someone will be listening to Madonna. Someone will be, you know, listening to news happening somewhere, watching football. But all these, someone will be texting, someone will be on Instagram.
All these are happening while we are here, but in another dimension. And to connect to that dimension, you need to use the proper device. You need the proper channel to move from the first third dimensions that we naturally exist in to the fourth dimension. You need a certain device. Are you with me? So I wanted to make these things clear. Because when you speak about rapture, because we are so stuck in our space-time dimension that we understand everything in our space-time understanding. But you need to understand dimensions. It will make you understand rapture. Amen. 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 You need to understand things are happening in different dimensions, but all are connected with us. Amen. Is it too hard? Okay. I didn't want to confuse you. Amen. I really didn't want to confuse you. That's why I made these slides so that we can really get, you know, to understand a little bit what we are talking about. That's why when Jesus came, because he was speaking from a different dimension, but to make the human beings understand what he's talking about, he used a human language. He used a space-time language for us to understand. But you need to move into his dimension. That's why people have trouble understanding Godhead. Because when he says, the Father and me are one, you get trouble because you understand it from the human dimension. But in his dimension, in our understanding, Father and Son means difference of time. The Father was born 20 years earlier, and the Son was born 20 years later, and we understand it in our human space-time dimension. That's why they were in trouble to understand Godhead. But when he speaks about Father and Son, they are not bound in time. They are not bound in the time dimension. Amen. That's why fatherhood and sonship in the heavenly dimension doesn't have the same meaning with our father-son relationship on earth. Amen. Because when you don't understand these things, that's why you don't understand the things of God, and you will be stuck in this dimension waiting for the rapture to happen in this dimension. But rapture is a matter of a different dimension. Are you with me? They are not geographic locations. Amen. You'll be watching your Instagram while we are here. You know, someone may be sitting here. We are preaching, we are talking. Him is there with his headphone and listening to, I don't know, something else happening in Aviva Stadium. In a different dimension, but at the same location. Amen. Amen. That's why when the Bible says Jesus was caught up after his resurrection, it was not in this dimension. Otherwise, historians would have mentioned it in history. Because it was a public, it was an extraordinary event. Historians couldn't miss it. But it was happening in a different dimensions. Only those who were connected to that dimensions, like us here, if you have a certain device, then you could see while we are watching, you are on your device and seeing someone being caught up. But the other people couldn't see anything. That's why Paul on the road of Damascus, he could hear things that the others couldn't hear. Because it was a matter of a different dimension. It was not location. Amen. Are we together? Amen. We need to get that. We need to understand that. Amen. Then you will understand rapture. Amen. Amen. Dimensions are plane of existence. They are not disconnected. They are kind of like different layers, but of the same existence. Amen.
And they are all connected with us.
Amen.
I am in space-time dimension. The time and my, you know, they are not disconnected. When I say I go to a Pavilion Shopping Center at 10 o'clock, it doesn't make them think separate things. It's all connected with me. It's me, a certain location, at a certain time. And when I am at that Pavilion Shopping Center, I can take my phone and connect to the fourth dimension. And if I am spiritual enough, I can be at the Aviva Stadium in a conference and connect to the seventh dimension. Amen. And connect to heaven. While we are all sitting in a conference room, but I may be in a different dimension, seeing things that you are not able to see. Amen. That's why most of the time, our thinking is within the boundaries of the space-time dimensions. And this is what comes out. When you understand things according to our human understanding, this is what rapture represents for you. It's a journey. It's a change of location. It's not about location. Amen? Because if rapture was this, the astronauts will be the first to see God. Yes. Because they go even faster than us. They go even fast because this one I don't see. They don't even reach Mach 1. The speed of light. No, the speed of the sound, sorry. But it's not about this. This is understanding spiritual things within the boundaries of our space-time dimension. Rapture is not about this. If you are thinking of this when you think of the rapture, my brother, you better change your software. You better upgrade your software. Take 2.0. Amen. Are we together? So I'm going to take one experience of the prophets so you will understand what these dimensions are. You know these things. It's about that experience he had, you know, crossing the curtain of time. Amen. We want to talk about the rapture. Because if you get mixed up about these things, the resurrection of the dead will be a mystery to you. You'll try to understand it in the space-time understanding. Rapture, heaven, everything will be just a mystery for you from the old version of the old software. Amen? The other morning, about three Sundays morning ago, I was lying in bed. Location. He was lying in bed in his house. And I woke up about 7 o'clock and I raised up and looked over at my wife and she was sleeping as well. And I heard something say, would you like to see just beyond the curtain?
Amen.
Amen. I said, it would help me so much. And something happened. I felt leaving this body.
Amen.
Amen. He felt leaving this body. Whether it was I was in this body or out, whether it was a translation, this is exactly the same experience Paul had. He can't really say, because he said it was not a vision. I never had a vision like that before. I was looking back, seeing myself lying there, leaning up against the headboard of the bed with my hands up like this. He said he was lying on the bed like this. But he felt leaving his body. And I looked at myself, I thought, I am dying. So he could see him here by looking at his body there. He didn't travel. He was still in the same room. Amen?
Amen.
He was still in the same room and his wife sleeping there. And he says, had been taken from where I was at Upluck, it didn't look to me much further than the roof of that building. You see, it's not a 20-mile journey. He was still at the same location, not much higher than this. Still in the same room. Still at the same location, but in a different dimension. Amen. And as soon as I got there, here comes thousands of people and everybody looked young. You see, he was raptured. In a twinkling of an eye, he changed from that dimension to a different dimension, but still at the same location. Amen. Whether that place is, whether it is another dimension, I could not tell you. But I was somewhere and I could look back. So he was there, and he could look back and see himself. You get the point? So, my brother, my sister, this is what you need. When we are reading the Bible speaking about the rapture, speaking about the resurrection of the dead, that's another topic. Amen. Because if the dead are dead, who did he see there? Amen. Who did he see? He saw his late wife. He saw his daughter. So even the resurrection we are waiting for, it's not in the way you are waiting it. Because he saw them alive. Amen. That's another topic.
Amen.
So, my brother, my sister, these things we want to highlight them. Because it is very important for you have to know what you are waiting for. You have to know what you are praying for. You are praying for a rapture, you are praying for a going home. What is home? You have to understand what is home. Because home may be there and you don't know this is home. And God, in his love, in his kindness, had shown us these things of dimensions while we are still alive here. Can you explain to me, my brother? You are there in your bed sleeping, and suddenly you find yourself in Zimbabwe. Yes? You find yourself in Zimbabwe. And you have feelings. If someone tells you something wrong, you get sad. While your body is still sleeping there, but you are in Zimbabwe. They give you a good meal, a good McDonald's. You eat. And you say, this is very nice. And you feel, you say, that meat was nice. And someone hits you and you get hurt. If you get wounded, you see blood coming out. Have you ever heard that?
My.
Yes. What is that body you are seeing while the other body is there sleeping?
That's right.
Amen. When you are happy, you are rejoicing. I had a nice dream. I wish that dream could come back again. Amen. And God made this so clear to see you that, to show you that dimensions are true. At some stage, in a dream, you can have another dream within a dream. Have you ever heard that? You are going into the, amen. You are going into the second dimension in dream. You wake up from a dream, but you are still sleeping. You have gone one level deep in the dream. Amen. To show you that these things are true. And what you see, that's why I don't believe that the dead are dead. Amen. God has made us to see it while we are still alive. When you are sleeping unconscious, but you find yourself somewhere. If you are hit, you feel pain. You say, that's why. And you even start crying. People in the room say, why are you crying? They wake you up. What's happening? No, I was seeing something there. It's real, my brother. It's real, my sister. So you need to understand these things. Dreams are so real that, this is another topic. Amen. Solomon in his dream. Solomon had a dream, you know, that was so real that it influenced his kingdom the rest of his life.
Amen. He made some request in his dream. God, I want you to give. It was a dream. It was not something that Solomon was awake talking. It was a dream. But everything that was said in that dream came to manifestation. Amen. Amen. So to show you that know what you are expecting. Dimensions are real. Dimensions are true. And the spiritual things of God are about dimensions. It's not about location. So my brother, my sister, from today on, delete this in your software. This is not what rapture is about. Rapture will be, I'll read you quotes next time when I come. I don't have the time today. When the prophet is talking about rapture, it's not everything you are representing yourself there. No, the prophet has made it clear what rapture is all about. When he's talking about people coming out of the graves, it's not what our human understanding speak and see when we speak getting out of the grave. It's something different. Amen.
Amen.
Let's keep it in our mind. And hopefully next week we'll be in Slovakia, in Czech. Amen. So when we come back, please come. There's so many good things that's in store. Amen. There's still so many to come. And please come. We're going to fellowship around these things. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for granting us a good opportunity to speak about these things of the kingdom of God. They are so good and so real for us, so much that when we start talking about it, time stops, oh Lord. We move into another dimension, and we wish we could stay in that dimension where time doesn't exist, oh Lord, and we can fellowship and speak endlessly and contemplate your face. Now take control of the rest of the service. We commit it into your hand. Oh, Heavenly Father, let this nice atmosphere that's around this building, that's in this meeting, take us now through the main service, through the preaching of the word, through the worship, and let everything be for your glory as we commit it into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.